to take this opportunity to welcome you here this morning. We're happy that you have chosen to come our way if you're visiting with us, and we hope that you'll come back and visit with us as often as you possibly can. Before I begin the lesson today, I want to share with you something that I received over the internet this week. A friend of mine, a gospel preacher down in Kentucky by the name of Lenny Santee, originally from Wetzel County, sends out now and again a thing that he calls a funny, F-U-N-N-Y. And this one says, since Sunday is Father's Day, here's a funny. Smile. When I was 4 years old, my daddy could do anything. 5 years old, my daddy knew a whole lot. 6 years old, my daddy is smarter than your dad. 8 years old, my dad doesn't know exactly everything. 10 years old, in olden days when my dad grew up, things were sure different. 12 years old, oh well, naturally dad doesn't know anything about that. He's too old to remember his childhood. 14 years old, don't pay any attention to my dad, he's so old-fashioned. 21 years old, him? My goodness, he's hopelessly out of date. 25 years old, dad knows about it, but then he should. He's been around for a long time. 30 years old, maybe I should ask dad and see what he thinks. After all, he's had lots of experience. 35 years old, I'm not doing a single thing until I can talk to dad. 40 years old, I wonder how dad would have handled this. He was pretty wise. 50 years old, I'd give anything if my dad were here so I could talk this over with him. Too bad I didn't appreciate how smart he was. I could have learned a thing or two from him. We've all either arrived at or will arrive at this last stage with regard to our fathers. When I went away to college, I thought my dad was the dumbest man on the face of the earth. When I came home 2.5 years later, I was astounded at what he'd learned. And so it is. So I hope that you fathers have a happy Father's Day. If you want copies of this, let me know. You can keep it for your children. Again today, we're going to study the subject of lessons from the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pointed out last week that the cross of Christ was to some people who heard the preaching regarding it a stumbling block. That is, instead of accepting it, they turned against it and were lost. To others, it was considered foolish because they'd been educated in the will of the false gods. And they believed that gods didn't die, and they surely didn't resurrect from the dead. Today, as we view that same subject, we want to point out that no event in the annals of time has had such an impact on man as the death of Jesus Christ on Golgotha's cross. Nothing ever done for man has brought about as much good as the death of Jesus on the cross. The suffering and death of this one man brought the world more hope than anything that has ever been done in the history of humanity, than any other event that has ever transpired upon this planet. Nothing has ever affected us like the singular sacrifice of Jesus Christ upon the cross, and nothing ever will. Because, you see, He bought our eternal salvation. In our first lesson, we drew some very important lessons from the cross. We studied how it demonstrated the fickleness and the cruelty of man. We discussed that it demonstrated the curse and the terribleness of sin. We gave attention to the sacrifice and suffering of Christ on the cross and how it demands both sacrifice and suffering from us as we live for Him upon this earth. But these are not the only lessons that can be learned from the cross that stood on Calvary 2,000 years ago. Other valuable lessons to be learned from Christ's suffering and death as He was nailed to that cross so many years ago are these. There's the lesson of obedience. There is the lesson of how love